Today's daf is daf Chaf Zayin, and the Gemara is in the middle of a discussion. It's going to have a different version of what we saw above on the previous daf, but it's discussing if a woman had been held captive by Ovdei Chachamim, if there's a distinction between whether Mishnah had said that if she's caught because of money, she owed money to them, then we assume she was not violated, but if she was held captivity because they wanted to kill her, then we assume that she was violated and therefore also to her husband if he would be a Kohen. And the Gemara said there's a difference that's only true if Yad Yisrael's tkifa over the Chachavim. If Yisrael has a stronger hold over there in charge of the government, let's say, then there's a distinction. But if the Goyim are in charge, so even if it's Ayde Mamon, she's going to be Usher to her husband. And Gemara brought a whole case now, which Gemara is giving an Ikadami now with that discussion. So Gemara now, at the top of Chav Zayin Amun Aleph, two lines down, says Ika. Ikadami. Amar Rava Af Ananami Tanina. We also have a Mishnah that says, Heyed Rabbi Yossi, HaKohen Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsav. This is a Mishnah that's found in Edios, which is a whole Masechta about testimonies. So Rabbi Yossi, HaKohen Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsav, Al Basisrael, they testified about a particular girl, Shehur Hana Ba'ashkelon. So Hurhana, who said yesterday's daf, that willingly, Rashi in the top line here, it's really going on the previous discussion, but you could still read it. Rashi writes, Hurhana Dimidas, that she willingly gave herself over, that if she did not pay the loan that she owed, she was going to be the mashkon, she's going to be the collateral that's going to be held onto until, I guess, her family pays her back. So she willingly offered herself as a mashkon ba'ashkelon, v'richuhu p'nei b'nei mishpachasa, and her family members had distanced themselves from her, v'edehem miyidim ala shalom nistara, and there were apparently witnesses who were there, who said that she was never in any private area with any of the captors, v'shalom nitma, and she wasn't tameh. The Amru Chachamim im atem ma'amin. The Chacham said, "Im atem ma'aminim shehurhana haminu shlo nistra shlo nidma." If you guys believe these eidim that she was willingly given over to her debt collectors, so then believe them eidim as well that she was not violated. But im ein atem ma'amidim shlo nistra shlo nidma. If you don't believe them that they say she was protected, you don't believe that part, then al taminu sheharanu, so don't believe them with respect to the other priests that she was willingly given over. I mean, you have to believe them across the board in one direction, either believe them entirely or don't believe them at all. So for that reason, we trust the Edim that she was lo nitma. So now the Gemara says, v'ha ashkelon da'idei mamon hu'ava, that maisa was a situation of mamon, because the lashon of hurhana sounds like she willingly gave herself over as a mashkon, that's in the context of money. And since we're dealing with an issue of money, the time of the Eidim Me'idim also, only because there were witnesses who saw that she was not Nitma. Ha ein Eidim Me'idim also, but if there were not Eidim, so we would not believe them. Lo. And my lav, is it not a situation, lo shna hurhana of lo shna nichmasha? And at this point, the Gemara thinks there's no difference whether she willingly gave herself over or wish she was taken away. So, as we see from here, that even a situation where she was taken away only because, and it's Aide Mamon, only because there were Edim do we think that she's protected. But if she was, if there were no Edim, she would be Aser even if it was money. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Because again, yesterday's daf we said, if Yisrael's tkifa Aideim, if Yisrael's the government, let's say, and then she was taken away for money purposes, she was not going to be Nitma. But here in the same situation, the same structure, we're assuming right now Yisrael was tkifa Aideim, Yisrael was the government, she was taken away because of money, had there not been Aideim, she would be Nitma. So that's the steer of the Gemara. So Gemara says, lo, hurhana shani, there's a difference. If she willingly gave herself over, that showed there's some level of relationship. The goyim took her because that was the collateral she said in the beginning, but not to, and therefore she was going to be protected, but not to say if she was nichmasha. Wait, did I say that correct? We wanted to prove again that in the case of nichmasha, even if it was aide mamon, she would be nitma. Yeah, okay, that's the point. Right. When she gives herself willingly up, so then they're not concerned. They will be ma'anisar.
Right, it's no problem.
Right. But if they took her away, they'll still be nervous. a lot of anxiety, and then people are looking over the shoulder, someone's trying to catch them. So then they're going to be a little bit more careful in not being boil her, not being ma'anis her. Okay. So the Gemara now says, Ikeda, there are those who ask the following mirror, the following question. Tanan, the Mishnah, our Mishnah yesterday's daf told us, Aidei mamon mutaris labayla. If she was taken away because she owed money, so then she's mutter to her husband, even though her husband's a kohen, she's a mutter to him. But Ur Minhu, they ask it from the Brisa, hey, Rabbi Yossi v'chule, our Brisa above, the Mishnah really, it's a Mishnah in Edios. So that whole discussion, where we say that there were Edim that she's protected, but if there were not Edim, we would assume she's Nitma. V'ho Ashkelon da'idei mamon, but isn't Ashkelon a situation where she was taken because of money? The Katani and the Brisa and the Mishnah tells us that time of the Edim made him also. Only because there were Edim do we trust that she was not Nidma. But ha, ain Edim made him also. If there were no Edim, lo, we wouldn't trust her. So the Gemara says, so what's the difference? So if it's Aide Mamon, do we assume she's Nidma or do we assume she's not Nidma? Answers the Gemara, Umishane, Amar of Shmuel Barav, Yitzchak lo kashya, Kan Shiyad Yisrael, Tekifai of Dechacham, Kan Shiyad of Dechacham, Tekif al Atzma. Depends who's the government, who's in control. If Yisrael is in control, so then if it's Aide Mamon, we assume that she was lo nitma. But if the goyim themselves are in control, then we assume that she is nitma. And that's the difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Edios. Gemara now comments and quotes from the last line of the Mishnah, our Mishnah of yesterday's daf again. The Mishnah said, Aide nefashos asura. If she was taken away because of nefashos, they wanted to kill her, so then we assume she was nitma and she'd be asur to her husband, the Kohen. So the Gemara says, I'm a Rav. Yeah. That's what Rashi does say. You're right. Rashi says on the Mishnah that there's a concern that maybe she did this willingly.
Because they were hefker, so that, you know, maybe she was abused many times. I mean, only took one time that she was willing, and then that's it.
Yeah, very good. Okay, that's what they say. Others say no, it's not.
Right, some say that it's not.
Right, others say not. Even if she did willingly, it was only because of really pachad that was
right.
Initially there, so it was really never considered a biratzon. Okay, so the Gemara now says, I'm a Raf. Kigon Nashi Ganve. So what's the situation of this? So Rashi says, what does it mean Nashi Ganve? Look at Rashi around six narrow lines down. Rashi says, Honey Nashi de Ganve, Shibalein Nitlin. So these are talking about situations of where their husbands were robbers and they were caught. So they were hanged. And V'derech HaMalchus L'hafkir Besam V'nishem. And the remainders, their wives and houses, were considered just hefker. So that's a situation of Aidei Nefashos, I guess. That their husbands were killed and they were the remainders, the leftovers after the husbands were killed. Levi comes along and argues, Levi Amar Kigon Ishto Shel Ben Donoi. So who's Ben Donoi? So you look back to that next Rashi, he says, Rotseach Haya, he was a murderer. Ve'elazar Shmo, Kidamrinu Meperek Egla Rufa, Aval Nashi Degan Ve'hagon V'mamon Lo Mifkri. No, it's not talking about where the husband himself was a murderer. He was killing people, so then that's when the wives are going to be at risk. But if the husbands were robbers, even though they may have been killed as a punishment, they weren't themselves not murderers, so then their wives would not be considered hefker. So that's a machlokas Rav and Levi. Amir Chizki says, "V'hu shenigmar dinan lariga." It has to be a situation also where the husband already got the verdict of the death penalty, even though he may not have been killed, I guess. But there has to be a nigmar din of hariga. If not, so then the wives would not be considered hefker yet, and we don't assume they would have been nitima. Yochanan Amar, no, Afa Pichlo Nigmar Din on Lahariga. Even if there is never a Nigmar Din, the wives have the same status. So I guess the situation Rashi doesn't tell us, but it sounds like were they killed based on just a, based on simply, someone caught them and killed them on their own, or it has to be going through the court system, and then the court system gave them the verdict, they gave them the death penalty, and then they actually implemented it. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. Is it through Bezdin that kills them, through their court system that kills them, or it's.
That's according to Chizkiah.
Uh-huh.
Meaning that according to Chizkiah, since the men are in court, it seems that there is even more protection because it's a very known case somehow.
Uh-huh. According to Yochanan, even if Basin never, their court
right.
system at least, never gave
yeah.
the. It's still it's considered. Okay. Okay, so that's the new mission now. Yersha Kafshua Karkum, a city that was, I guess, overtaken by Karkum, which is a, what's Karkum Limri? That's a Matarash, is a siege. They siege the city. So, a city that's under siege. Kol Kohanos Shinimsu Besocha, Psulos. All Kohanos, which refer to H, sometimes Kohanos refers to a Bas Kohen, sometimes it refers to Ashes Kohen. This case is talking about Ashes Kohen, so all the Ashes Kohanim, in other words, Kohanos, that are found in the city are Psulos, because we assume that the during the siege, they were Anus.
Even not Kohen Asulot.
What?
Even not Kohen. Will be Asulot.
To who?
To later on, if they need to get married.
No, but they can marry Yisrael, though, can't they? Yeah. Right, so you look at Rashi. You see, Rashi said psulos on the Mishnah. Rashi said psulos means asuras lebaleim, the Ashes Kohen asur lebonus. A Bas Kohen who's nanas can still marry Yisrael.
Not correct.
Correct. But here we're talking about an Ashes Kohen who is already married can no longer stay with her husband.
Which is a Kohen.
What?
Which is a Kohen.
The husband's a Kohen, correct. Now, Vim Yeshlan Edim, if there are Edim, that they were not nitma. So the Mishnah says, "Afilu eved, afilu shivcha." Even if it's an eved, a shivcha, who normally are not good edim, for these purposes we trust them. Hare elu nemanim, they're believed. Vei neman adam ali de asma, but the person, a woman, may not testify about herself, or maybe it really means the husband may not be able to testify about his own wife. That's what I'm guessing. It sounds like from the man's perspective. Let's clarify that. Okay, so it should say atma as opposed to atmo. That's what, wonder if there are girsa changes here.
Yeah, it's going on Adam. So Adam, I think in general,
Adam. Adam is a male. Or
female. Right, male, right. So I'm saying it sounds like a male, but they explain it to mean referring to the woman
male
now.
Male or female.
Meaning, Adam can be male or female, and it's always masculine when you have the.
Right, but it should be more precise. If it's only talking about the woman.
And it's just a disha.
Right.
It's stating a general rule.
Right. A rule, but it's only referring to women, though.
Right.
At least according to the Mepharshim. The Mepharshim, apparently the Achronim say that, wait a second, a husband is actually believed about his, he is an Eid Echad with respect to his own wife. So,
So it's not a general rule.
It's only the woman, she's not believed about herself. Okay, so, but I guess we're making it a phrase, Ein Adam, I'm not sure why we didn't say Isha, but,
yeah.
Okay. Is there a Girsa change here on the side? Gimel? No. Okay, so the Gemara says now, or Minu, ask for the following Braisa. Bilshas, I'm not sure how to pronounce that exactly.
Baleshes,
okay. Baleshes, which Rashi tells us, is a chayil, al shem shemechapsin kohamatmunim. It's a an army that comes and they look through all the hidden things, look through all the cabinets, all the drawers, all the safes. They go through everything. I'm not really sure why, what's the connection between the digging and the name Baleshes?
The Baleshes in Hebrew, it's a detective.
Baleshes means detective?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. So, but how do you derive that?
So the detective looks through the drawers.
I understand that. But Rashi said the word Baleshes is supposed to come, the etymology is supposed to come from the fact that they search things. Where do you find the word Baleshes, like searching? I think that's what he's trying to indicate. Is that not what he's saying?
So yesterday I read.
He gives a reference in Baleshes. Check the uncles.
Ah, okay. Okay. Which pasuk did it say? Which?
Nothing of the pasuk. It gives the name, the number of the pasuk.
Okay.
I don't have that up here.
Okay.
You don't know why they're calling that name, but when they send the action.
Okay, Baleshes is a detective. Interesting. Okay, so the detective or the army comes into town. The Gemara continues. Baleshes shebol la'ir b'shas shalom. During times of peace, chavayos psuchos asuros. If any barrels of wine are open, so then they're going to be asur because there's a concern of nisach yai nesach. The stumos, if they're closed barrels, mutaros, the wine's permitted. However, b'shas milchama, during the time of fighting, so elav elav mutaros lefish ein panai lenasach. But in times of war where they're searching through, they're very quick, they have to get through, they're rushed because they're fighting, so then there's no time to go ahead and shake the open bottle and to pour it nisach hayayin for the avodah zarah. Right, by the way, that's the concern of Stam Yenim. Stam Yenim means that we don't know that, if we know for sure that Ovid HaKacham took wine and poured it, that's Mamish Issa Deraisa, that's Yai Nesach. If we don't know, so we're concerned they may have taken it and shook it or something for Avodah Zarah. So if it's open, so there's a concern they took it, but if they close it, they can't pour. So Stam Yenim is not really, it's not Asur Midiraisa, we don't know what they did to the wine, but there's a possibility. So when they're rushed during Shas Mechama, there's no concern that they stopped for a moment, shook the open bottle of wine for their Avodah Zarah, and then moved on to the next thing. So therefore, all the bottles are mutter. But then the Gemara says, wait a second, Rav Yitzchak Bar Elazar Mishmei Dechizki Amar. So what's the Shaila here? So the Kashi, I skipped a line. Amar Rav Meri, Libol Yesh Punai. The steer is, how come during the Mishnah says, when the city's under siege, so we assume all the women are apostle? Aren't they rushed? We said by the case of Yai Nesach, they're rushed. They don't have time to shake it. So how's it time to have beer? So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Meri, Libol Yesh Punai. The Nasach ain't Panai. They have time for Bia, in this case Onis, but they don't have time Linasach. And that's the distinction. Rashi explains what's the Svar. That's obvious Svar, but Rashi says, Livol Yesh Panai, the Tokiv Lahitzrayo. The Yetihar is going to be so strong, so then they're going to make time for the Bia, but as opposed to the Yainesach, there's no real Hana, at least not as strong a Yetihar for that. So they won't have time for that. Rav Yitzchak Bar Elazar Mishmei Dechizki Amar, no, the difference is as follows. Kan b'karkum shel also malchus, kan b'karkum shel malchus acheres. So the question is, who is sieging the city? If it's that own government is sieging their own city, so they don't want complete destruction to one of their cities, as opposed to a foreign country will. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Rabbi Yitzchak bar ben Elazar Amar, af bebila pa'mayim shem mutaris. No, there are going to be certain times, even with respect to beer, with respect to the Kohanos, they're still going to be mutter. When is that? Rashi says, a karkum shel osu malchus, a army from that own government comes to one of their cities. Eino rotzeh lahashchis as bnei hayir. They don't want to destroy their city, the people, and violate them. Uch shekovish ir hasamech lemem shalto shomer v'hilo lamas over. They just wanted to make sure to collect the taxes. They're not interested in destroying the city, destroying the people. So in that case, if it's the own government, we're going to assume that the barrels of wine are mutter and also the women are mutter. But when it's another country that takes over, we assume that they're both going to be awesome. Gemara says, wait a second. Shel osa malchus nami, yefshar delo arik chad minayu. Even if it's a person's own government that's overtaking their own city, so it's impossible that you don't think one soldier is going to stop and shake one of the bottles of wine, the barrels of wine. How could you assume that all the open bottles of wine are going to be mutter? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kishimishmaros ros zu es zu. So when the Mishamros, Rashi explains, Mokom Mamid HaShomrim, the place where the security guards were standing, Shehemid HaMelech Shlo Yichabel Adam Ba'anshe Ha'ir. So he says, wait a second, I wanted you to go just to have control, but I don't want you to destroy. I'm placing this guy on the top of the mountain to oversee everything, to make sure nothing wrong goes on. So it's a situation, any bar of wine that was inside of that post is going to be mutter.
I think he's talking about the Nashim state, not about the wine.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Dilo Aruch Chaminai is referring to the women? So I have here also actually talks about the women you have there, talks about, refers to both of them?
Yes, yeah, so in other words, right, it talks about either one.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's a question of do you have an opportunity or no?
Okay.
If the opportunity presents itself, then either one.
Right, okay. Okay.
No, it's really stronger to them.
Right. But still, I guess, you're not as rushed when you're working with your own city under your government. So it's possible for a guy to just shake a little bit, but whatever the case is, whatever the concern is, whether it be for the women or be about the yain, so the Gemara says it's impossible that one guy didn't go off to the side privately and do what he needed to do. So the Gemara says the situation we're talking about, all the women had been in the line of sight of the guy, the shomer, to make sure that nobody was violated, no wine was tampered with. The Gemara says, Eavshar de lo naima purta. So this is impossible that one of them didn't move a little bit, meaning everyone. So I think this refers to the wine case.
Well, just one of the guards didn't dozed off.
dozed off. They're saying naima porta. So nime, right? Yisnamu. So one of the guys may have dozed off a little bit, and you caught a moment to just get in there and you did what you needed to do.
It's from the Hebrew article that it's only talking about room.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Interesting. Rashi doesn't comment which one.
Yeah, but before it says that, it says one of, well, it doesn't matter.
Whatever. Okay. So whatever the shaila is at hand, whether it be the wine or the woman, there's going to be a moment where he's going to doze off a little bit, and the soldier might have the opportunity. So Amar Rav Levi kigon de mehadar la lemasa shel shilta v'kalba v'gavza v'avza. The situation where they place, if you look at Rashi, the mehadar lemasa, he says shemo samo svivos ha'ir. They placed around the city shel shelas barzel, little chains hanging down. Shgashmu kol behech shel ish ratzalem. When a person runs, they hear the chains moving like bells, an alarm system. Uklovim and dogs v'avazim v'zoakim, and avazim are what? The birds, like geese or something?
Yeah.
Right, geese, okay. The geese are going to start flapping their wings and start screaming, whatever they do. And the gavs, Rashi says, is makelos v'kismin l'hachshu behem, and sticks and, wood chips for them to trip up on. So they had a whole alarm system around the city, so if somebody would be running, they would catch them. So, I'm not sure how that's going to protect someone from running. I mean, interesting. So we're not assuming that the soldiers are ones being the onus. We're assuming some other person, some whatever guy.
Brigade.
What? The whole thing is that they have military police,
right?
Which the army has to make sure that the soldiers behave themselves. So the military police is surrounded the city to keep the army guys from going in and doing whatever they want to do. So then the question is, well, in one case they say, well, the military guards are inside of each other, so nobody can sneak in. Then they said, oh, so a guy dozes off, so then somebody can sneak in. No, the Rabbi Levi says they surround the city with all these alarm bells and systems, so nobody can sneak in, even if they doze off.
So we're assuming they just siege him from the outside.
Right.
They didn't actually enter in.
Right.
Okay, fine. I was under the assumption they're going door to door. Because that's why there's a concern of onus, there's a concern of the barrels of wine. The concern is that one guy had his taiva and wanted to just take off because he knew they were vulnerable. That's the situation. Okay. But they're really just surrounding the city but not actually entering into the city, forcing them, starving them until they give up. Okay, we'll pay you the taxes. I guess that's the situation. Amar Rabbi Abba bar Zabda pligiba Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya v'Rabbanim. So Rabbi Abba presents this as a machlokas. Chad Amar Kan Bikarkum Shaosu Malchus Kan Bikarkum Shemalchus Acheris Filokashi Lolmide. So, like we saw above, the situations are is a distinction between who is the one entering and sieging the city. Vichad Kashile Kolhani. The other one had a question, all the things we had above. Umishani Kigom Dimahadi Le Lamasa Shoshilta Vikalva Vigavza Vavza. And they said, no, the answer was that one was surrounded by, I guess, alarm systems, the other one wasn't surrounded by alarm systems. So basically, that whole discussion we just had was also the same achlokas of Yehuda and Rabban had in explaining the stira in the Mishnah versus the Gemara. So Amar v'Idi bar Abin, Amar v'Yitzchak bar Ashion, im yesh sham machboa achas, if there's a little place to hide out, so matzelas alakuna kulam. There's a little, what do they call the bomb shelters below our basement for them to hide out in? So then that's going to save all the Kohanim. We could just assume they all went there and were spared.
The army doesn't know about that.
Right. The underground, they had this in Israel, the underground.
Listen, the Israelis didn't find that about the tunnels in Gaza. And now they have much more technology.
What?
The Israelis didn't know about the tunnels
in Gaza. They did know.
They didn't know. A lot of them, there's a whole study.
They didn't know that to the extent and specific,
right.
But they know the general idea.
They didn't know if specific.
They didn't get in?
Right, so just because they may have known about the tunnel, but they didn't know where they were hiding, though.
Okay. Not at least you have the technology that you can do anything.
Okay, so then the Gemara asks, Sabai Rabbi Yirmiyah, Einu machsekes el achas mao. Let's say they have just a tiny tunnel, tiny hole, that just one woman could fit in there. So what's the halacha? Do we assume that we say, oh, she must have been the one. No, she must have been the one. And we see each woman must have been the one who was hiding out. Oh, the Omolo Amrino, we can't say that because only one. We can't assume all 100 women were down there, obviously. So what's the status in that situation of a very small bomb shelter? Asks us, the Gemara says, Maishna, Gemara says, Maishna, why is that any different than Mishnei Shvilin? There are two paths. We've seen this before. Gemara Mesachim, I think, was the first time we saw this together. So there are two paths, maybe the only time we saw it together, I guess. What's the difference from two paths? If you go down one path, that's going to lead to a cemetery. You're going to be tamei. You go down the other path, it's going to be completely tahor. What happens is, so halach be'echa mehem, a guy walks one of them, v'asa taros, and after, when he gets to the end of the path, he does some taros, he eats kachim, he eats chuma, whatever it might be. U'bacha ve'ero, and his friend comes, v'halach b'sheni, and his friend went down the other path. And he also asa taros, he also did taros. So now one of them is vade tamei, one of them is vade tahor, though. So what's the halacha? If they ask independently, so we're able to say, well, since it's only a suffix, we're going to assume you're tahor. And his friend comes along and says, since it's a suffix, we're going to say you're tahor. Now, even though it's a stira, but since each one was independently asked, we're able to say we could assume the best for each one independently. But if they come ka'achas, they come to ask Rabbi Yehuda, they come to ask the Bezin at the same time, what's our status? Timaeus, we have to assume they're both tamei. We don't, because one of them is vade tamei, so we can't give one psak that has an internal stira. So to be safe, they have to say you're both going to be tamei.
It's talking where it's referring what to somebody when they go to a chacham and they ask about him.
Right? Exactly. So then that's,
they both
yeah.
go together to the chacham. They
then they're both tamei.
Not each one, but we assume that it's a tamei.
Right, but Rabbi Yossi argues and says Omer ben kach tamei. Nope. Even if this is it's a good question.
Because I think Rishus HaRabim were always made for it's
correct. It probably has to be Rishus HaRabim. Because
then,
if it was Rishus Yachid, you had the Vaday Tame then.
Right. Uh-huh. Is that a riot or anything else? Because there's a special kula on Rishus HaRabim that the Chachamim did.
No, right. So it's actually a din deraisa that. Safek, the halacha is, what Ricky Shukeni had is, the Gemara in Sota and Mesechas Nida and elsewhere tells us that whenever there's a suffix of Tumah in Rishus Rabim, the person was in Rishus Rabim, which is defined by three people, that's learned on Sota. Sota is the source of all these halachas. So if there's a suffix, whether the guy was Tameh in Rishus Rabim, we assume Tahor, to Gzer Sakasav. If the suffix took place at Rishus Yachid, which is two people or less, then we assume Tamer. That's the halacha Midiraisa. So this situation here, if it's a case of Rishus HaYachid, so then we have to assume he's Tameh, even if he asks independently. Right. If he's Rishus Rabim, that's why Rabbi Huda says it's Tahor. But if they both ask at the same time, we can't say they're both, one has to be Tameh. Yeah. So that's, we can't say they're both Tahor, that's just a completely incorrect. So that's Rabbi Huda's opinion. But Rabbi Yossi says, even if they ask independently, Rabbi Yossi says, Ben Kach Tameh, in both situations they're going to be Tameh, because even though they ask independently, in the end of the day, it's a steer to say that guy's tahor and that guy's tahor. So this, by the way, is a very important gemara for consistencies of psak. If you ask a person two different shaylos to do different poskim, it can end up being a stira. Even though you may not think they're connected, there's some halachas like Hilchos Bas V'Chalav and Hilchos Nida, which you might think have nothing to do with each other. There are actually certain halachas that do overlap. So you might get a psak for that thing from that rabbi and another psak from another guy on a different halacha, and they're actually going to be a contradiction. So this is what Rabbi Yossi says. You can't have a contradiction, even though they're independent shaylos, they're actually intertwined with each other. So that's an important discussion by Psak Piskei Halacha. Either way, the Gemara continues to say, Amar Rava v'yim seima Rabbi Yochanan, b'bas achah, so he explains, when they're asking together, and they come at the same moment, divriya kol tamim, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree, you have to tell them that they're both tamim. You can't say they're both tar, and you can't pick who's going to be who. And everyone agrees, b'zeachah zed divriya kol tarim. If one asks after the next, they're both independent shaylos. Even Rabbi Yossi is going to agree, they're both going to be tar, because it took place in Rosh Hashanah. But so when's the machlokas? Lo nechleku ela b'bal yishol alav v'achaveiro. Reuven comes to ask about his status and his friend's status. His friend's not here currently. So the fact that Reuven's asking for his friend, do we view that as maris midamile lebas achas? That's similar to asking them, they're both present, they're both there. And Mar Madame Leila Bazeacha said, no, the other one thinks, no, since the other guy's not here, we view this as two independent shaylos. Interesting machlokas. Okay. So Gemara says, Hachanami, going back to our case now also, Kaven de Shari Lahu, Lakula Bakabas Achaz Damim. So, back to the case of the woman who is, that small bombshell that only fit one girl in there. So what's the status? So, since we permit them, it's as if it's Kibas Achaz Damim. Because we're permitting all them, it's the din of Bas Achas, and everyone would seemingly say Bas Achas is going to be Tameh.
Sorry, how could somebody say that if you ask yourself and your friend is not like Baba Sachas, this I mean the whole theory behind it is that when you ask separately, then it could be one, and it could be always assumed that he went on the path that's tahor.
Right. So very good.
But here, when you ask for two people, it's for sure. It doesn't make a difference, guys. It's for sure one of them went on the tamei.
Very good. So look at Tosos, the bottom Tosos here. Bibali shalalav al chaveru. The situation where the guy is asking for him and his friend's status.
Right.
He doesn't say, what's our status? He doesn't ask it like that. What's our status? The Hasan Moda Kuliyama did Tzmeas, we call Shekane, the Bolli Shal Shneem, Bibas Achas. Elam Mairi, it's talking about a case, Shashol Al Asmo, Vitiharu, Psak Sober. Achaka says, oh, by the way, my friend also walked in the other path. What's his status? Oh. Well, do you view that as a bas achas, or now it's ready? He ended the first question. He's moved on to another psak. That's the situation we're talking about right now.
Okay, still the same situation.
It's different, no, but it's different because the theory of is that each one, the psak was done separately.
I understand. But still, it doesn't change reality.
No.
So now after
but that shows you that reality changes according to Allah.
There we go.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. So now the Gemara says, so this whole discussion of the Shnei Shvilim is a pretty similar model to the situation of the woman, small bomb shelter. Why? So they explain is that once a woman comes and asks what her status is, and we permit her, so then the Mela, the Gemara seems to indicate, we permit each woman individually as well, who even though they didn't ask, that would be the domino effect, that if she were to ask, she should be both, and she'd be, so it sounds like a separate Shilas as well afterwards, and therefore it would be a similar, how are we paskin by the case of Shnei Shvilin, should be how we paskin here. And since we paskin apparently by Shnei Shvilin, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, no, it sounds like we paskin like actually Rabbi Yehuda, that we view that as Zer Acher Zer, based on the notation, we should permit each woman also, by the case of the small bomb shelter, mutter as well.
The question is when it says, Kevan deshari dehu lekulu kevavata chadami, the question is, it would seem that it's like, that they will be all like one, because they're all being allowed as one.
Uh-huh.
Kevan she bihura achad, behir, bihura achad, אתה מתיר את כולם לבעליהם בגלל המחבועה, אף על פי שרון, right, it seems that since they're all being allowed at once, it would seem like they're all doing, coming to ask at once also, and they should be also.
Like Rabbi Yossi. It's going to be like Kibas Achas, and
right.
It would be also. Okay.
So
the Gemara says, no. Hochi hashta, hasam vaday iketuma, hocha miyemar ditme. No. Over there by the case of Shnei Shvilim, there's definitely Tumah that's going on there. One of the men walked down the path of Tumah. But here, whoever said that there's Tumah here, so therefore there's room to be more Mekel.
It's fake almost.
Right.
Was this the woman who was there? Well, it's not really fake.
Right? I know, here.
Almost like
it sounds pretty similar to Sfek Fek, actually.
Yeah. Maybe she wasn't.
First, maybe she was the one who was in the bomb shelter. And if she was in the bomb shelter, she may not have been violated anyways. So it sounds like a Sfek Sfek. Very good. More now, the last line of Amr Aleph says, Bai Rav Ashi. Amra, so let's say the woman says, Lo nichbesi v'lo nitmesi. I wasn't hiding, but also I wasn't tummy. So mahu. So what's halacha? She said she wasn't hiding. So now if she wasn't hiding, that means we assume she was nitima. So mi amrinan, do we say mali l'sheker? So what does she have to lie? She should have just said I was hiding out, and she would have believed. Why is she putting herself out there and saying that she did not hide out? So she must be telling the truth then. By putting herself in a weaker, more vulnerable claim, she must be telling the truth. That's what mali l'sheker means. Why would she lie about the fact that she's making a worse claim? She's putting herself at a more of a risk. She must be telling the truth. Oh, Dilma, or do we say, Lo Amrinan, we don't say that concept. So Gemara says, wait, we don't say that. Why, Maishna, Me'ahu Maisa, why is it any different from the following Maisa? The Hahu Gavra, there's a certain man, the Ugerle Chamr L'Chavra. He rented out his donkey to his friend. This Gemara appears in a couple other places in Shas. Amrle Lo Tizel Borcha Denar Pocket Dika Maya. please don't go down the river of Pakud because there's water there and my camel can't go through water. So, Zil Barcha Dinarsh, go down this river, Delekemai, go down that pathway. There's no water there. It's dry land. So, Azil Yehu Barcha Dinar Pakud. Okay, he went down the Nar Pakud. Didn't listen to the guy. Didn't listen to the socher, to the maskir. So, Umeis Chamran, and the donkey died. So, Asa the Kamadi Rava, they went to Rava Amrlei. I went down that path against his will, but Azli, I went down that path, but Miulo Havimai, but there was no water. And his only taina was that there should be water there. There was no water. So I didn't violate what he said. So Amar Rava, Mali the Sheker, why would he be lying? He could have just simply said he went down Archanarish and the camel just died, the donkey rather just died, and he would have been saved. The fact that he went down the other path, he told us he went down the wrong path he wasn't supposed to, but there's no water, he must be telling the truth. Abai says no. We don't say Mali Sheker in the context of Edom. Well, what do the Edom say here? Rashi says, top line, there's always water. The guy, one day, the river just dried up, doesn't make any sense. You can't Mali Sheker in the context of Edom. So here too also, we have Edom, I guess, that were saying that she didn't hide out. So Mali Sheker doesn't work in the case of Edom. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta there, Hasan Vada Ike Edom. Over there by the case of the river, there's Vada Edom. Everybody knows who lives along the Nahar pocket that there's water there. But again, Vada Ike Edom de Ike Maya. Hacha Vada Itma. Here, this Vada Itma, she was Vada Tame, not true at all. Chashashahu, it's only Chashash. And Mamakam Chashash, Amrina, we do say Mali Sheker in the case of Chashash. We don't know what happened. There's no Edom.
That they assume that every woman who was not hiding was Anusa, was Nitma.
Right. And the answer is no, it's only a Suffolk.
Right.
And we do trust Mali the Sheker in the case of a Suffolk.
So we do, so she says that we trust her.
Exactly. Okay. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Im Yesh Edom Afilu Evin Afilu Shifcha Ne'manim. We believe in Evin and Shifcha, even though normally we don't trust them as Edom, we believe them here to say that she was not Nitma. So Gemara says, Or Minhi asks the Gemara in Kedushin. Lo, is the Gemara in Kedushin? No, Gittin actually. Lo tisyached imo, el al pi edim, vafila pi ever al pi shivcha, chutz mi shivchas, mipnei shalibo gaspa shivchas. What's this referring to? So this is a Mishnah, a discussion of I think Rashi explains this. See Rashi, lo tisyached imo, two lines from the top. Masech is Gittinu. A guy who's on his deathbed, he writes a get and hands it over to his wife, Almanas, she'imeis. If he dies, yehe get l'mafrei. Retroactively, the get would schal before he died. But it's on condition of his death. Lo tizakik l'chalitza. This way, he'll be divorced as opposed to widowed. This way, she's not going to be stuck to the chalitza. She won't require chalitza. She'll be free to marry. So lo tizyachid imo, shemo yovo le'a, v'havle get yashem. So, he, the husband, may not have yichud with his wife now because perhaps they're going to have bia, and the get's going to be a get yashan. What ends up happening is that, so they have bia, and then he dies from that same sickness and retroactively ended up being a get before the bia, and now the get won't work anymore because the get yashan, you can't write a get, even though it hasn't been given yet. It can't be written, and then there'd be bia. Because that bia makes the get an old and disqualifies that get. So the moment he writes the get, they can't have any yichud with each other. Right, so we'll continue. Rashi says, V'tana, the Mishnah and Gittin tells us, Beis Hillel Osrin Leftor Beget Yashan. You're not allowed to use a get Yashan. V'ezehu Get Yashan, says Rashi, Kol Shenis Yachid Ima Ma'akesh Kosvula. After he writes the get, Taim Agzer Hashem Yomer Gita Kodem Livna. Okay, different reason is for whatever reason is. But once you write a get, one may not be miyached with their own wife.
So when they used to write gittin to the people who went to war, they had to write it right when they left.
I guess so, right.
Interesting.
Yeah, I guess. So in that context, the Gemara says that the only way yichud is permitted with the situation of the shechim around the wife would be if they're edim. And you can even trust an eved and a shivcha for edim in this particular case. The only one you cannot trust is the shivcha, her own shivcha, herself, because her own shivcha would, Rashi says, shaliba gas b'shivchasa v'tishamesh b'faneh. She won't mind having a tashmish in front of her own shivcha, so she's not going to be viewed as a good shomer of the yichud. So what's the shaila here? So our Gemara said, afilu shivcha didah mehemne, Our Gemara said, it sounds like from our Mishnah, that even her own shicha would be trusted to make sure that her the master, the woman, wouldn't be nitma. But in this case of the yichud, we don't trust the own shifcha. So Amar Rapapi, Rapapi says, b'shruya hekilu. In general, we don't trust the shifcha because libo gaspa, but in the case of shruyim, we have these special kulas, and the kula is we do trust the own shifcha in this case. Rapapa Amar, ha b'shifcha dida, haf b'shifcha dide. Depends whose shifcha, his versus hers. Her shifcha, we don't trust. His shifcha, we do trust. B'shifcha dida lo mehemne. Is it really true? Her own shifcha we don't trust? Hakatani, we have the following brisa, the following statement. Ain other maid al atmo. Person may not testify about himself. That was the last line of our Mishnah. But the implication is, ha shifcha dida mehemne. But the implication is that her own shifcha would be trusted to testify about the status of her, whether she was nitma or not. Or it says, no. Very interesting line. Shifchasa nami katma dami. Her own shifcha is viewed as the master herself. Okay, she's viewed as an extension. Very, very interesting.
Right, like the woman herself.
The shifcha is considered the,
like the woman
herself.
Like the, right.
Okay. Right. The how do you say the woman master?
Mistress.
The mistress. Okay. Rav Ashi says, Amar, ha v'ha b'shifcha dida. No, they're both talking about her shifcha. The shifcha mechse chaze v'shaska, hasam. The shtikasa matirasa lo memne. Hacha the shtikasa osarta mehemne. So Gemara says, a shifcha will see what happened, but she'll stay quiet. So over there, by the case of the yichud, where she's going to stay quiet, the shtika is going to permit her, so we don't trust her. Here, if she stays quiet, by the case of the shvuya, her quiet usher. So the fact that she spoke, she went out of context, out of her natural way of being quiet. The fact that she spoke, that gave her credence to trust her that the mistress must not have been nitma. Hashinami Asya Umeshakra. So wait a second. Maybe she's just lying though. If they have such a relationship, maybe she's going to lie. Gemara says Tarti Lo Avdi. She's not going to do two things. Firstly, she's going to stay. Meaning, if she wanted to mess her up, she should have just stayed quiet. Why would she speak and then speak to lie? And have her, permit it to her husband, if she just stays quiet.
Wait. No, I think maybe it's talking on the second case of the Raisa. No, it doesn't make any sense.
I think it's talking about the case of the Shvuya. No, the Shvuya.
The Shvuya, so why it doesn't make any sense?
Because we said she's believed the fact that she spoke up. Her nature is to be quiet, the Shifcha. So the fact that she spoke up, she's probably telling the truth, so we trust her. And worse, maybe she's lying though. Maybe she's speaking to lie. So Gemara says she's not going to speak to lie. That's two things she's going to do.
Alex is timnami lesaper. She's gonna restrain. She's gonna from speaking. Something doesn't make sense.
He says see Rashi.
See Rashi. Rashi says tarti lo avdi. She won't do two things. Meaning. Chada l'mishtek b'kilkula v'o d'tisei v'tishaker. One is to be quiet.
Isn't the one thing? Sheishtok v'lo ya'id v'lo ya'idu ha'emet v'od she'omru sheker v'chen k'avei shivcha.
apparently there's a big discussion in the back why this is viewed as two things. But for some reason, which we're not understanding right now, she would not get speak out and lie
right.
against her. I think the idea is, even though they're not saying this, her nature is to be quiet. So she has to do two things in her mind. One is she has to speak up, which she's nervous about. Not only does she have to speak up, she has to also speak up and lie.
Right.
That's how I'm understanding this. I'm not sure if that's quite what Rashi and Tosfos mean, though. But that for that reason, we believe her when she speaks up to say that her mistress was not Nitma. Gemara says now, Ki ha de Mary bar Isik, that the story of Mary bar Isik, Amri la others say it was Chana bar Isik, Asale Acha mi bei Choza. They came, Acha mi bei Choza came to him, I think. Amle Poligli benichse d'Abba. Divide with me the property of Abba. I guess they were brothers.
It says Abib Niftar, Behu Yarash, Shet Nichse Abib, Yaharzman Atta, Acha, Badam.
Aha. Oh, okay. I think he claims he was brothers, and that's going to be the discussion. So, right. So Amrle, Loi Danoch, I don't know who you are. You have no rights to the property. Also, the comedy of Chisse, they went to Chisse to ask a Shaila. Amrle, Shapir Kamalacha. This makes sense. So Yosef recognized the brothers didn't recognize him. Famous Rashi, based on the Gemara here. When Yosef left, he was a nice baby face when he was sold down, but when they saw him years later, he had a full-grown beard. They didn't recognize him anymore. Right, exactly. So it's this Gemara. So it's very possible you don't recognize your brother. It's been many, many years. So Amar Lei Zil Aisi Sada Dachuat. So you have to go ahead. And, however, even though it's possible you don't recognize him, you still need to bring witnesses that you guys are brothers. So Amar Lei Isli Sadi. I have witnesses, but Umistafina Mine De Gavra Alamao. But I'm scared of him, I guess, because he's a strong individual. Who, the brother?
Yeah, the witnesses.
The witnesses are scared because my brother is he's a fierce individual. So Amar Lei Lididei. He said to him. So the guy, the other brother, say, bring me proof that he's not your brother. So, what do you mean? The guy who's trying to get the money out, he's supposed to bring the raya, not the guy to prevent back. So, what's the response here? This is the din for you and all the other people who are like you, who are so strong and intimidating.
Who was intimidating? The guy. This is the case where was this guy?
No, the Reuven.
We assume he didn't have brothers.
Right. So exactly, Reuven was inheriting the father's property.
Right. And one guy came and he said.
Reuven says, "Get away! Who are you?" Shimon says, "I'm your brother." No, you're not. So bring me proof that you're my brother. Shimon says, my witnesses are scared of you. Everyone knows you're the guy with that chain and you hit people. You're part of that gang.
The one who was.
The Vadai son was the intimidator.
Okay. He's the one who was the intimidator. Okay.
So Rav Chisda said, if that's your nature, so no witness is going to come. So you have to prove that you're not his brother. What do you mean? That the guy who wants to take the money out, he has to bring the proof. When it comes to someone like you, Rav Chisda says, who's intimidating, and you and all your friends, your whole gang, you guys have to bring the proof because you're crazy undermining the whole system by instilling fear. So Gemara says, so Hashanami Asu Mishakre. So it's very possible that won't this guy just lie? I guess the Reuven, the guy who's intimidating everybody.
Yeah, tell
Rav Chisda
this guy's not my brother.
Right,
what else?
Exactly.
So Gemara says, Tardilok Alavi. A person won't do two things like that. He's not only going to be so fierce, but he's not also going to make a guy testify falsely. Right, exactly. So Gemara says now, where are we going? Lema? Yeah. Lema, Tanai. Maybe say that's really machlokas Tanai. What's a Tanai? Zu edis ish vi isha, tinok vi tinokes, avia vima vachia vachosa, avalobna ubita loavda vishivchasa. So this edis, they're referring to is referring to Edis of Shvuya.
But we're talking about which machlok with our machlok, our Mishnah, right?
We're talking about the machlokas.
Which is Kitanai now?
The whether we trust a Shifra.
to give Eidus on the Baala.
Right.
On
her own, right, the Mishus, right. So the first Brisa says, again, Lema Katanai, Zu Eidus Isha, this Eidus of Ashuya, Ish Isha, Tinok, Tinokes, Avia, Vima, Achia, Achosa, all those individuals are trusted, about Lo Bina, Ubita, her children are not believed, Lo Avda, Vishifchasa, her servant or maidservant is not believed. The other Brisa says, Hakol Neman, of everybody's believed, La Ha'id, Chutz, Mehemna, Ubaila. So, except for herself and her husband.
This is talking about that she was what she was. Do we know what's the case here? Or is talking about?
I think it's just a regular Shvuya case.
Shvuya.
Whether she was Nitva or not. So we see this Machlokes clearly whether the Shivcha is believed or not. So the Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, so they hold that Shivcha is believed. It's Tanai. According to them, it's certainly a Tanai. But according to Rav Papa, Milema Tanai, does he have to say it's Tanai? You could still explain, according to him, who says that Shifcha is never believed, you could even interpret the second Brisa, even though it doesn't mention Shifcha, you could still interpret the second Brisa to say, no, Shifcha is also not going to be believed. You don't have to say it's a Machlokes Tanaim, according to Rav Papa. Only according to Rav Papi and Rav Ashi, who say Shifcha is believed, they have to say Machlokes Tanaim, because there are clear Brisas that say Shifcha is not believed against what they say, so they have to create a Machlokes Tanaim. Rav Papa, is not forced into saying this. So Amar Lecha Rav Papa says, "Kitanya hi v'meisicha l'fi tuma." The second brisa, which indicates we trust the shifcha, it's not edus of a shifcha. It's meisicha l'fi tuma, where she's having a conversation, and we could glean from that conversation she indicated that the mishus was not violated. But that's not me din edus. Rav Papa says there's no edus we ever trust the shifcha with respect to the halachas of shvuya. So Gemara says kiha, like the following case. Tichi also Rav Dimi Amar Rav Chanan Kartigana Mishtai Maisa Balufnei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The story came in front of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishtai Maisa Balufnei Rabbi. But all the mechad shay Masiach Levituma. A certain person was talking, having a conversation. V'Amar, he said the following: Ani v'imi nishbeini. Me and my mother were captured. The bein ha'ovdi chachavim yatati lishav ma'im. Then I went to draw water. Daiti al imi l'laket. Allah Atim, Daitel Imi, my mom is always with my mother, is always watching over, protecting her. I went to get Atim, I was watching over my mother. And based on this, Hisir Rebbe Lakuna Alpiv, based on this testimony, not even a testimony rather, based on this conversation, that was enough information for Rebbe to permit the mother to stay married to the Kohen. So we don't believe a Shifcha with respect to Edis, but we do believe her if it's Messiah Lefi Tuma. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here then.